I'm just going to tell you a story about something true that happened to me when I was younger. I must have been about 7 or 8, and I was at school. I mean, this is something that I'd like to kind of incorporate into some stand-up, so maybe elaborate on it, give it a bit of a twist at the end. But what I'm going to tell you now is the story as it happened, and sometimes it's weird how I remember this. I think it's really funny. So basically, I was 7 or 8, and my dad came home one day with some Commando comics for me and my brother. And so we were looking at the comics, and I remember being inspired by something that I'd seen in one of the illustrations. And I thought, wow, that looks really cool. Soon after, I was at school, and my teacher had decided to run a competition. It was to design a Bible cover. And so she gave everyone a bit of paper, and the paper had just had a black box, or just a black outline of a box. And in that box, you had to design your Bible cover. So I took mine home, and I thought, Bible cover, Jesus, he was quite important. So a big picture of Jesus on the cross, and some sad people underneath him crying because they liked him, and he was dead. And then above him, in bold letters, Bible. But there was something missing. It wasn't right. So I thought about that thing that I'd seen in the Commando comic, and I was, oh yeah, that would look good on here. So what I did is I got me coloured pens out, and I started to decorate the border of the Bible cover. And I handed it in, and about a week later, my teacher asked if she could have a word with me on break while everyone else was outside playing. So I was like, yeah, okay. And she sat me down and she pulled out my Bible cover competition entry, and she said to me, Pete, do you know who Adolf Hitler is? I said, no. She said, he was a very bad man and he was part of the Nazis. It turned out that I had been inspired by the swastika and had decorated my Bible in multicolored swastikas. This is this is a really crazy story, but it's true. And I'd like to incorporate that into, I suppose, a stand-up, because I think it'd be really funny. It might not be, but I think it'd be funny if the teacher's like really into Nazis, and maybe she's like, well, I can teach you loads about Adolf Hitler, because I mean, I've been looking for a reason to take the class on a field trip to Auschwitz, and and your interest in Nazis might just be enough for me to convince the head that we can do it this year, finally. And I thought maybe I could go somewhere down that route, that I have a Nazi-loving teacher.